Okay, everyone, we are starting from Siman Tov Pei Tes. Today is July 23rd. And Siman Tov Pei Tes Sif Dalet. Very practical halacha today, which comes up in regards to Sfira Sa'omer, which is the topic of discussion we're up to. And we know that before we read the words of the Mechaber, before we count the Omer, we want to know what night it is. The question is, what happens if you ask somebody, what night is it tonight before you count? So you expect him to say, hopefully, last night was the 15th. What happens if he says, well, tonight is the 16th? Then you look at him, as soon as you said that, right, our mouths are, you can't do that. You said, you don't want to say that. You know, and like all of a sudden I get all like flustered. And he looks at you like, what's the problem? And you tell him, well, now you counted, you can't count with the bracha. Let's see this halachas right now. The Mechaber says, Mi yishishoya lo yisoy chaveiro yibein hashmashas kama yimei asvira b'zeh halaylos. The person asks his friend, during Ben Hashmashas, so it's already past the sunset, but the stars did not come out yet. What is tonight? What is the night of counting? Kama yimei asvira b'zeh halaylos, tonight. What should he tell him? Yoimar loy, his friend should respond, Esmol hoyo kach v'kach. Yesterday was such and such. Yesterday was the 15th. Shim yoimar loy, because if you tell him, Hayoim kach v'kach, today is the 16th, or the whatever, today is that number. Eina yochol, lachzor v'limnois b'bracha. You cannot go back and count with a bracha. Let's see the Mishmurin and Sifkot and Yates, Bein HaShemashos. Nogad Bein HaShemashos. The Mishmurin, the Mechaber, the Mishmurin is saying that the Mechaber mentioned Bein HaShemashos. Mishum debidiyavid in Beirach Bein HaShemashos Yotza. The canal, as we learned earlier, if a person made his bracha during Bein HaShemashos, he fulfilled his obligation. The Kol Shekain, even more so, Im Shol Lo Yisoy Achar Tzeisik Lechavim. Even more so, if you asked after the stars came out already, what's the counting? You should be careful not to say, tonight is the 16th night. Be careful not to say that. Sifkad Nchav, Mechaber says, if you tell them today is such and such a day, I feel the Beloshon Las. Even in any language you say to men, in any language, it still is not appropriate and you cannot go count. So the Mishmur says, Vim loy omar hayoim, leslan ba mishum de ikir mitzvah svira hu shayoimar hayoim kach v'kach. This is very important. If you just say 16, did you do anything wrong? So the Mishmeru says, you did not fulfill your obligation of counting. All you did was say 16. If you say today is the 16th, then you can't go back and count with a bracha. It's a very important point. If you did not say hayom, if you did not say today is, then you're still good and you can continue counting with a bracha. Very important point. Yeah, it didn't say. Yeah, it sounds like you didn't say Hayom. Didn't say Hayom. I want to share with you now, if you those who have the Dershu edition, number 56. It's in the left column. Second paragraph there is a few important points, and those who don't have it, I will share with you outside. Outside doesn't mean outside. Now, what's the reason why Hayom? What's the reason why Hayom? Is so important that if you said Hayom, it's like you counted. If you didn't say Hayom, it's like you didn't count. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Shekevin Shalei Omar Hayom, Hari Loi Sofar Es Etzem Hayom Shu Amid Boy. He didn't count the day that he's in. VaTorah Omra Tisbru Chamishim Yoim. The Torah says count 50 days. Tisbru Chamishim Yoim. D'hainu lispor es hayoyim atzma, count the day itself. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav, like he usually does, he comes to give this little explanation which clarifies everything. If you just say the 16th, 16th what? The day. We need the day. Why? Because the Torah says, Tisperu chamishim yoim. You have to count 50 days. And I didn't count the day if I just said 16 or 16th. He says further, Bechein misha shom es chaver, and else is in the list. Person who hears from these, what I like about this so much, because I know inside we'll all be like chuckling that these things have happened to us, or we know what someone who happened to. Bechein misha shom es chaver, soifer, hayem kach v'kach. Person hears his friend, counts, and he says, today is the 16th. Kach v'kach. V'tobre mispar hayom. He made a mistake. V'tiknoi, and he corrected himself. V'omar loy es ha-mispar hanochin. You hear your friend count the wrong day. So what do you want to do? You want to correct him. You know the correct day. So you correct him. But you didn't count yet. Says the Jewish Or L'Tzion, Shim loy omar hayom lo yotzi yidei chayva. If you hear him say the 14th, when he's supposed to say the 16th, and you tell him, no, 16th, you didn't fulfill your obligation. It's very important, because now you can still count that night with a bracha. I just want to repeat that. You hear your friend say the wrong day, you correct him, and you didn't count yet. If you didn't say hayom, today is, you can still count with a bracha. Next point. Vimshol es chaver, you ask your friend, Haim hayoim kach v'kach. Oy shomar b'loshen she'elo, hayom kach v'kach. If you ask your friend, is today the 16th day? Or you ask them like in a question form, like a hayom kach v'kach, today is the 16th, like with a question mark at the end of it, which has a connotation that I'm not saying it as the counting. I'm not saying today is the 16th. Says Rav Vosner, Sha'af al-pi shekivin l'minyan hayomim, even though your intention was for the day of the Omer, that's why I'm asking, is today the 16th? Lo yotza. You did not fulfill your obligation, which is good. Here you don't want to fulfill your obligation. Lo yotza. And you can go back and count the bracha. Very important to know this. Because if a person asked his friend, is today the 16th? And he didn't realize, and he thought, wait a minute, I just said the 16th, so I can't count that with the bracha. No, you can count the bracha still. Why? Because when you ask a person in a question form, is today the 16th? That's not called counting. You didn't fulfill your obligation. V'chein says, so too, the Kaf HaChaim, she'ein derech limnois b'loshen she'ila. That's not the way to count when you ask questions. Counting is by saying it. A question is a question. Okay, now listen to this case. Okay, you ready for this one now? Yesterday we learned in Sif Aleph that how do we count when you come to the eighth day? So the Mechaber says in Siman Tov Pei Tesif Aleph, Uva Yoim Shmini, in the previous page, Mechaber says, Yoimar Hayoim Shmoine Yomim Shehem Shavua Echod. Today is 8 days, which is 1 week, V'yoim Echod, and 1 day. What happens if you are learning this halacha on the eighth night? You open the Shulchan Aruch, and it's Hilchos Sfira Soimer. Let me learn the halachas of Sfira Soimer, and you start learning. Tonight is V'yoyim Shmini, Yoyim Shmoyne, Yoyim Shehem, Shavu Echav, Yoyim Echav Ba'oimer. Did you not fulfill your obligation? And then when you come to go daven, you can't stay with the bracha. That's the question. So he says, Umi Shalom B'lel Shmini, L'Sfira,
Shulchan Aruch Vamar Befiv, he said with his mouth, as Divrei Shulchan Aruch, V'yoyim Shmini Yoimar Hayoyim Shmoni Yomim Shem Shavu Echad Ba'imar, says the Kaf HaChaim, Sheyesh Machloikis Im Yotzi Dei Chayvosai. It's Machloikis. Kaf HaChaim says it's Machloikis. Well, we say that it's the Rabbanon. And Mrs. Einan Sirchus Kavana by the Rabbanon. So he's in machlokes. It's a very I don't want to say cute. It's diminished. They diminish it, but it's a very interesting case here. So one second. So he says, "L'chein yachzor v'yimne b'loy bracha." What does he say to do? To go back and count without a bracha that night. Of course, we know the next night you can continue counting with the bracha. Yes. Share with you these very important practical questions that do come up. I'm not saying everybody's learning some tough pay tests to follow it for the eighth night, but maybe hope you learned it maybe the first night. Okay, let's continue now in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kadon Chaf Aleph. So once again, the case is the person said Hayoyim Kach V'Kach, Eina Yochel Lachzor V'Limnois Bebracha. Person cannot go back and count with a bracha. Okay, says the Mishnah Sif Kadon Chaf Aleph Eina Yochel, the Afal Gav Doli Omar Ba'Oimer. Even though he didn't say Ba'omer, Yotze B'Di'evet, we said already yesterday that the word Ba'omer is not Ma'akev. Does not prevent the person from fulfilling his obligation. The Kanal B'Sifkot N'Ches, as we said in Sifkot N'Ches already. Ein Yochel Lachzor V'Limnois V'Bracha. So if he already said the day, he cannot go back and count to the Bracha. Shekevar Yotze B'Zeh Yidei Svira. L'man Domar Mitzvus Ein Tzichus Kavana. Because he already fulfilled his obligation according to the person, the mandamar, the paiskim that say mitzvahs do not require kavana. We're discussing mitzvah derabbanan here. V'after nine came along the tzrichas kavana. Even though we do hold the mitzvahs do require kavana. B'zeh haloi loikivin lotzeis b'zeh yidei mitzvah. And this person did not have kavana to fulfill his mitzvah. So he's asking a question over here. He says l'inyan bracha tzarech lahach mevlochish lahach deyo. According to the actual bracha itself, the Mishnah Berurah is saying that we should be concerned for this opinion that holds mitzvahs do require kavana, and therefore do not go back and say the bracha again. And don't say the bracha that you will count afterwards. In other words, as follows. You can still say the counting, right? That was the whole question. You asked the person, is today the 16th? So at least you want to say the correct counting. Hayom, yom, right? At least say it correctly. But don't make a bracha, because he's saying we're concerned for those opinions that say maybe it is the raisa. Or rather, maybe lahaloi lakivin latseis bazeh. So he says that remachmer to be concerned lahach dea v'lo yivarech al asfira for the opinion that he already fulfilled his obligation. He says further, yesh oideitz another suggestion, she yichavim betherish loy latseis bazeh yidei sfira. Now, there's another important point. If a person has specific kavana not to fulfill a mitzvah, I'll give you an example. He picks up, I have in front of me the sefer on Dal Aminim. He picks up the Dal Aminim, and he has an intention, I'm not going to fulfill a mitzvah. For whatever reason. Let's say he wants to do it in a sukkah, whatever it might be. I'm not getting into all the halachas that a person can make the bracha afterwards according to Aruch HaShulchan. Here, the person who's asking the question, I'm asking the question, what is tonight? Is tonight the 15th? Or let's say he didn't say the question for him, he said it emphatically, tonight is the 16th. But there's a little question mark at the end. Just have to look in the fine print. Since the person asked the question with intention not to fulfill the mitzvah, he can count properly with a bracha. So, person before he asked that question, is another eitzah, have intention not to fulfill the mitzvah. Now, there is just, I'll say my. When the person you asked hears you say that, what is tonight? Let's say he's not familiar with the question, how the question is not a fulfillment of it. He thinks you already counted. He doesn't know what you have in your mind, that you had intention not to fulfill the mitzvah, the counting, when you asked him, is tonight the 16th night? So then he sees you go ahead and count with a bracha, he might get a little confused. So just for yourself, you're fine. I just want to bring that out. So once again, the Mishmaru says, have intention not to fulfill your obligation. Okay, let's see further. Kosu achroinim. The achroinim write. The Mari Sheshol Oysoi Koidim Shagia Lashvuas. We're talking about a case. This whole scenario in the Mechaber is before we came to the weeks. We're all before 7 days. Because if you ask a person the time it came to the weeks, weeks meaning it's already the 13th day, so there's more than 1 week, and you know it's already past 1 week. Another protection. A situation where if the person said, what today is the 16th, or he said today is the 16th, he's confirming, since he didn't say the weeks, he's totally fine. Because he did not count the mitzvah of the Sviras Omer. Lav klumhu, kol shelo hizkir shavuos, because he didn't count the weeks. Vitzorech lavs of lisvar, be bracha. And he has to go back and count with a bracha. Now, yes. Sifkan chav gimel. Ushayagi azman. Rutzuloimar. Which time are we referring to? That the time came to the counting. Say sekoy chavim. No, that's always a good idea. Always like to see the Rama before the Mishnah. It's a nice thing to do. Says the Rama. Ushayagiya hazman on the top of the page, when the time comes, asurin lechol anshi yispor. It's also to eat until you count. Now, this is a general halacha when we have mitzvahs to do, like davening and so on and so forth. This is where these halachas come from. It's also to eat until one counts the omer. Vafilo hischil lechol. Poisik v'sefer. Even the person began eating beforehand, he should stop and count the omer. Miu, however, im hischil lechol koidim shegiyazman, if he began eating koidim shegiyazman, einoit tzorich lahafsek, he does not have to stop, ela goymer achilosa v'sefer achakach. If he started eating b'shas heter, what does b'shas heter mean? As we'll see in a minute, let's say 45 minutes before the time he'd be obligated to start counting. Well, it's been the shmosha that says, we're not discussing now, but the 45 minutes, an hour beforehand, and he's a slow eater, and he's going on and on, and before you know it, he's already into the time frame of now, it's a time to count the Omer. Does he have to stop eating now? So he says, Ein tzorech lahafsek, he does not have to stop. Ela goymer achilosoi b'sefer achakach. He is rather, his goymer achilosoi, he can finish eating and count afterwards. To this, the Ramad says in Sifkot and Chav Gimel, on the previous page in the bottom, 3 lines up in the bottom in many editions. Which is the man? Which is the man we're talking about? When the stars came out, even if in Kavaris Palo Kriya Shema, if they daven Shema, and they say Shema and Tfilo, the Imloi came, Mishum Kriya Shema Tfilo, because if he didn't daven or say Shema, then of course he can't go to eat because he has these other mitzvahs to do. The skima achroinim, the achroinim agree. The lefi mai de paskinu le'el b'simen reish lamed hei. According to what we conclude in simen reish lamed hei, la'achmir mechatzi shah koinim azman, hu adin hacha yesh lanu la'achmir shaloi lecho. Mechatzi shah asamch la'sfir of ahala. In Simen Reish Lamed Hey, when it discusses about doing things before davening, I believe it's talking about mincha over there, one is, it has to be machmir not to get involved within a half an hour before the time of the tefillah. Not just if mincha is whatever mincha time mincha is, I can't start things, but a half an hour before that, already a person should not get involved. So same halacha applies to Sfiras HaOmer as well. A half an hour before as well, he should not get involved with starting to eat over here. But feeling kavar higdim hispal, even if you already davened earlier, we're discussing now the Sfiras HaOmer. Ah, however, but in a place where the shamish would go around and remind people to count the Omer, so nowadays, just like the easy pass has replaced the people for over there, so nowadays we have the text messages. I'm not being serious about this. We can never replace the actual person with being a shomer like that. In fact, just yesterday someone told me, I'll give you an example. He says he feels so bad. Why? What happened? He was supposed to learn with his chavrusa, so he sent him a text message, and he's waiting for 20 minutes for his chavrusa. Then he looked at his phone, he saw his message never went. So his chavrusa didn't think they're learning tonight, so he never came. So you can't rely on the computer system as like the person. Okay. In this case, we're saying, you don't have to be, if you have a person who will remind you to count, then you don't have to be machmir a half an hour beforehand. So I just want to have a quick summary of what we learned today, and then we'll break for the next year. We began with, if a person asks someone, what is tonight? What is the night that we're counting? You should be careful not to say the actual night, because then you yourself will not be able to count with the bracha, because you just counted. What should you say? You should say, last night was. Then we learned in the Mishnah Brura that even though you told them what night it is, if you didn't say tonight is the fifth night, you didn't say Hayom, then you're also good, you did not fulfill your obligation of counting, and then you can still count with a bracha. Then we said if you get up to, let's say, a week or more, past a week and more, so if you did not tell him it's the weeks as well, then that's not considered to be counting because you have to include that in the actual counting. So no, there's a chazara. Then we went through a lot of different points, not discuss everything here, in regards to the questions, if someone just asked a question, if it's a question form, then we said that's not even considered to be what we call a counting in the first place, so that's not a problem. And we had other nice points. You could do the chazara on the recording.